Welcome to the after show. After show, after show, after show.
After show. Still never got any music.
Well, you know, we can do it ourselves.
Oh, I know what. Did you save that music we had the other day?
From Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Well, we're not. We can't pay for that. I can't.
Oh yeah, that's true.
We have to make it. Yeah, I don't want to pay for that.
Wasn't there another one?
Probably.
Like the scariest sounds of all time we had.
Sure.
Okay, never mind. Forget it. No music. Not happening.
We'll come up with some ourselves.
That's why he's the Debbie Downer.
All right. I'll give you the story of James Taylor in his underwear. Okay. Years ago, I used to do the announcements at CMAC between bands, you know, and like James had probably an opening act. I don't think he ever had an opening act, but I forgot why. I was back there. I do a lot of, you know, I remember he used to do a lot for all the shows. But, and I don't think they do that anymore. But so I was walking to the stage, and near the stage is kind of like a dressing room. It's not the dressing room, but I think it's like the final before you go check your look in the mirror and all that stuff. And James was standing there with a shirt on in his underwear.
Oh, my
goodness. And I'm thinking, what? At first, you know, when you see that, you go, why is that man in his underwear? Then you realize it's James Taylor. And you go, why is James Taylor in his underwear? So I just sort of looked at him and I waved and he waved back and I just kept walking to the stage and did my announcements. But tighty whities. So
that's hilarious. The verdict,
well, honey, I didn't get that close. Okay?
Come on, Tony.
He was waving from afar.
Now it's funny because I've met James. I've met him at Finger Lakes once. You know, between acts, because he always does that between shows. I mean, between sets, he'll have people come backstage. You know, you have to have passes, of course. In Denver at Red Rocks, got backstage passes and met him there.
Wow.
And then I saw him once at Darien Lake, and I was in the front row, and I swear, he looked right at me, and I swear he recognized me, because I'd seen him so many times. I mean, I'm always at his concerts. When he was at CMAC another time, just a few years ago, my daughter was sitting with friends at another place, and instead of going backstage, he came to the front of the stage during the break, you know, and he started taking selfies with everybody. So he took a selfie with my daughter.
Oh my goodness.
And I've never asked anybody for autographs. I've never asked a human being for an autograph. And my son did, though, in Denver. And so we have this beautiful picture we framed. It's James in a rowing a boat, and he signed his name to it. And we have it framed. It's in my basement right now. I got to put it up in the house someplace.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, that's my James Taylor stuff.
That's awesome.
I like him. He's wonderful. He seems to be a
wonderful
man.
Seeing
wonderful
him in tighty whities is way bigger brag than the autograph. Just
I think you're right. I think you're right.
That's so funny.
So,
at least you didn't go over there and make it more awkward and be like, so, James.
So,
well, it's funny.
Mr. Taylor.
Years ago, I was at, you guys don't remember, Silver Stadium, which was on Norton Street, and Hank Aaron was in town. You guys know who Hank Aaron is?
Well, yes.
Okay. He used to be, after he retired, he was a scout for the Atlanta Braves. And he was in town scouting the, they were called the Richmond Braves then. And so on the roof, there was the press box, and I always had press passes. And then over toward another side of the building, on top of the roof, was the scouting box. So I heard he was over there, sitting all by himself. So I went over, and for the whole baseball game, I sat next to Hank Aaron, just the two of us in the booth. He didn't know who I was. I looked like a hippie, long hair and beard, okay, and he was the scout. We said a little bit to each other, but not much. I didn't want to bug him. A foul ball came right into our booth. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you think I asked him for an autograph? I didn't even think about it.
Did he catch it?
No, it bounced around. I picked it up.
Oh.
So as we're walking, now the word got out that Hank was in the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
So at the end of the game, you walk down, you know, you're on the roof, you walk down the steps. Well, we go down to where the steps are, and they're wrapped around the building. Bunch of little kids waiting to get Hank Aaron's autograph, right? I didn't even think of this. So the first little kid in line, I look at him, I hand him the baseball. He holds it right up to Hank Aaron. Hank signs it. I said, I could have had Hank Aaron's autograph. I didn't even think about
goodness.
It. But it was just kind of neat being in the same room with him for like an
you
hour and a half.
You could have had it. Is it worth something, you think?
Oh, right now, yeah. Sure it is.
Oh, man. I'm going to Google that.
Go Google what Hank Aaron's autographs were. All right.
So you guys know I had a very, very, very busy weekend, including a wedding. And it was a wedding for one of Shane's dear friends.
Wait, hold on. How much did I lose?
What do you mean?
Anywhere from $400 to like $1,400.
Okay, that's no big deal. That's no big deal. I don't care about that.
Go ahead.
Whoa.
Sorry, go ahead, Nikki.
Money matters, yeah. I know. So I had a wedding. I had a wedding this weekend, and it was for one of Shane's very dear friends. And so, you know, you go there, you don't really know a lot of people, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the wedding's over, back to the table for the reception, this outdoor wedding. And we picked this table that's pretty open, just a girl and a guy sitting there. End up talking to this girl. Do you guys remember when I dated the farmer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This girl did, too.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Small world.
How did you get on that topic?
Well, it turns out she works in the dairy industry. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Do you know the so-and-so from where, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I dated him briefly. And she's like, well, I did too.
Hmm. Oh, my goodness.
I'm
That's
at this
so
wedding
funny.
Where I know nobody. She ends up, you know, she works right. with the groom, doesn't really know anybody, and we end up sitting right next to each other. Oh, Shane's listening to the conversation like, oh, boy, here we go. Yeah.
Here we go.
Farmers get around, baby.
Oh, snap.
That's so funny.
Well, I promised you some perks some offices are doing to get people to come back to work. Man, I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So there's one company. I mean, where is it? Oh, luxury vacations by private jet, cash prizes of $10,000 and a Model S Tesla.
Ooh, give it to me.
Are being raffled to a vaccinated in-person staff at global real estate group CoStar. Okay, the company says they didn't lay off a single person through the pandemic. They require full vaccinations to work in person. They started welcoming workers back in the spring, and on April 22nd, they dropped a surprise. All employees who work in person for any of the company's 9 offices around the country would be entered into a daily lottery for drawing for 10 grand. They gave away 10 grand a day for 30 days. And they offered up 3 week-long trips to Barbados,
ooh,
okay, and a Tesla S Model S.
I'll keep working.
I mean,
wow.
Just crazy.
I got no problem working.
Just, I mean, here they told us, get back to work.
Yeah. Some people don't want to go back to work. I have a friend who's supposed to be back in the office, but no one's checking, so she's like, I'm not going in. I was like, really?
Well, pretty soon she's going to be one of many people who are not going in if we don't get this thing under control.
Mm-hmm.
It's just remarkable that we can. So Canada opened up the border?
Yeah, to non-essential travel at midnight.
I'm surprised they did with the variant going around, you know, now another variant is coming through.
Yeah. I mean, just to think that it's been closed. I mean, most of us, I could go to Mexico. I could go to all sorts of places, but I couldn't go to Canada.
Yeah, it was so strange, like, going right by the border. It was all blocked off, like, a month ago when we went up there for lacrosse. It was crazy.
Well,
not to Canada,
super,
but Niagara Falls. Yeah.
Super hard for people who have property up there. Like, I have a few friends who have cabins or, you know, lake homes. And you went, like, over a year without even being able to go to your property.
Yeah, that sucks.
Squatters' rights.
That's right.
Oh, I think the Canadians were, like, taking over, you know? Like, oh, those Americans aren't coming back.
Yeah.
Not now.
Oh, boy.
Crazy. Cray-cray.
Hope we get this taken care of soon.
Yeah.
But I know better.
I am taking Nate to get his second shot today. So he will be fully vaccinated before school starts.
Good.
And then I said, after, we should go and buy some stuff for you for, like, Cooperstown. He's got to have certain things for Cooperstown, like locks for this and that. And then also, you know what hit me? Hmm. I printed out the back-to-school list the other day. We got to do that, too.
You haven't done that yet?
It doesn't start till September.
All the good stuff's gone, baby.
Oh,
well,
my goodness.
Really?
He sounds like Fancy Pants.
He really does, right? She had hers done when the list came out.
Right.
And I'm like, seriously? So I gotta do that. Yeah. Now I feel behind.
You are. You're way behind.
Now he's trying to make it worse.
I
know what you're doing.
He's not going to have
it's
anything.
It's not working.
He's going to be an outcast.
Oh, stop. Like he could ever be an outcast.
Exactly, Nikki. That's
almost
right.
Cut the kid in school, Tony.
Come on, Tony. What's wrong with
seriously.
You?
Seriously.
All right. Well, anything else?
Oh, I do want to say I'm going into my doctor's office. I want to say hello to all the ladies that work in the receptionist at Fairport. Can I say it? Can
sure.
I say the place?
Sure,
Fairport
why not?
Pediatrics, because they're amazing, and I love them, and
good.
They're very sweet and good.
Oh, are they invited to our next party, Chrissy?
And they listen.
Sure.
Yes.
They can come anytime they want.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, our party?
Yeah.
We're having a party?
Who's having
your
a
place.
Party?
Your place.
Your place?
I'm having a party?
You didn't know that? Oh, it's in all the newspapers.
Going to meet the hubby and everything. You know?
Oh, yeah, we should do that. We should come to your place, though. It looks like you have more fun stuff.
We could do that, too.
We both, it's funny, we both have four-wheelers, six-wheelers. There's things that boys can all ride on. Right. There you go.
There you go. All right. All right, that's the after show.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sweet.